What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Quick episode for you today as the Dubs are taking on the T-Wolves tonight. Jimmy Butler has some things to say about Clay's defense. Kind of nasty incident in Boston has a conclusion, and more info on the Jordan Bell situation. Really weird. It won't just end. Hopefully this is the end. We'll cover that and everything else coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What is happening? Happy Friday to everybody. And just a reminder, you can get Locked On Warriors on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Warriors. We like smart devices because we're hella smart here. It's just how it goes. Dubs tonight taking on the T-Wolves in Minnesota, which has got to be brutal right now. I can't imagine it's very warm there, but that has nothing to do with tonight's game. As the weather is nice here, I'm, you know, getting off track because that's what I do. It's what I do. It's what we do here on Locked On Warriors. Anyways, Dubs taking on the T-Wolves. Should be an interesting game for a number of reasons. As far as availability goes, everyone's available tonight. Andrew Bogut is questionable with groin soreness, but everyone else is available, including Jordan Bell. We'll talk about him in a little bit. The game tonight, it should be interesting. Look, obviously the Warriors are a lot better than the T-Wolves. There's no question about that. The last time the Warriors played them, they beat them 117-107. Pretty handily, the score, you know, got closer towards the end, but as far as the game was concerned, it was a pretty solid, easy Dubs win. But the problem, or I guess you could say the problem, was no DeMarcus Cousins, and Karl-Anthony Towns went off. He had 26 points, 21 rebounds, 8 of those offensive, 4 assists, 1 steal, but he did have 7 turnovers as well. But Karl-Anthony Towns is a problem. He's a great player, and I don't know if Boogie's more equipped to handle him than, say, Bogut or Looney. I doubt it, but it'll be an interesting matchup to see, especially considering on the other end. Can Boogie kind of match Towns, so to speak? You know, Boogie won't have 26 and 21, but can he get buckets of his own? And I think he can. It'll be interesting to see. It'll be the first matchup between the two this season. That game was also the game where Jonas Jerebko went off. We had a Jonas Jerebko sighting. He had 18 points with 3 of 4 from three, 4 rebounds, played well. The 18 points were the main deal, and 3 of 4 from three, especially since we hadn't seen him in a while. So will we see that from him tonight? Quinn Cook, solid game last game where he went 3 of 3 from three. A lot of threes. Can he do the same thing tonight? I mean, obviously not the same thing. Look, if he goes 3 of 3, that'd be great. But can he just continue to be consistent with his three-point shot? Alphonso McKinney, last time they played, was not very good, at least scoring-wise. He went 0-for, but did get a number of rebounds. He had 9 rebounds and 2 blocks. So those are the things I'm looking for tonight, because we already know what Steph, Clay, KD, Draymond, Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, we all know what they're going to do and how they're going to react. So it's usually about the bench for me. It'll be interesting to see how they handle the first quarter. Are they forcing it to Clay? They went away from that last game, which I was happy to see. But do they go back to it this game? Who knows? It'll be one thing to watch for as far as the Dubs are concerned. But besides that, pretty standard, you know, late March game against the T-Wolves. Dubs are still in the number one seed, got the number one spot. They are currently 1 game ahead of the Denver Nuggets and 4 games ahead of the Portland Trailblazers and the Rockets, who both have the same record. They're tied for the 3 and 4 spot right now. Blazers are at the 3, Rockets at the 4. And right now, San Antonio Spurs are the 8th seed, half a game behind Oklahoma City Thunder. So if it came down to it, it would be Warriors, Spurs in the first round. But you know what? It doesn't come down to it because there's still 8 games left, including tonight. So there's still time for these things to kind of shake out. As far as tonight goes, we'll get to league pass picks later, and this will be one of them, but the Nuggets and Thunder are playing tonight. So that's an interesting one for the Warriors both ways, because Nuggets are the 2 seed trying to get the 1 seed, Thunder at the 7 spot. I think the Warriors would prefer to play the Spurs in the first round, so I don't know who you're really pulling for in this one. I guess the Thunder, but we'll talk about that one more later when we do league pass PX. One thing I want to get to, I did mention everyone's available tonight, and we'll just get right to it. The Jordan Bell situation, as we all know, he was suspended by the team for conduct detrimental, which phrasing is whatever. He was suspended because he played a prank on one of the coaches that was just bad judgment. You shouldn't. It's not a good idea to take a joke or a prank from your teammates and do it to a coach, especially when they're not in on it. They don't know. It was bad judgment on his part. And the suspension wasn't just for the prank. It was obviously accumulation of things that the coaching staff don't like about Jordan Bell and how he carries himself, I guess. And just, I don't know. It's been a bad second year for him. Maybe the coaches are a little tough on him, but they're frustrated, man. They're frustrated about the fact that he, I don't know, doesn't take it as serious as they'd like. Sam Amick tweeted out, "You have to see the forest from the trees here. This was clearly not just about one hotel prank gone wrong. The relationship dynamics between the coaching staff and Bell played a part." So it's obviously not all great. It's a little rocky there. Jordan Bell actually spoke about the situation, and he had some things to say. So did some of his teammates. Andre Iguodala was asked about it. He said it's really not that big of a deal. It's a mistake. Nobody was harmed. Learn from it and make sure it doesn't happen again. You just have to have your antennas up as far as how your mind works. When you're young, you can drift a little bit. Then you have to reel yourself back in and calm down. He'll be fine. KD said, "I see a long career ahead of him. Somebody that's the ultimate teammate who comes in and is always ready, and he's still learning, man. It's going to take him some time to figure things out as a player, but he's ahead of the curve." So obviously his teammates still have his back. Jordan Bell was asked about his situation over the last week or so, and he was pretty standard. Just, you know, it's a bad joke that I thought would be funny, and, you know, Mike Brown did not take it as a joke. He never named Mike Brown, but, you know, he never took it as a joke, and, you know, it was just an error in judgment on my part. And, you know, talks about how he's happy to have the support of his teammates and this and that. But he also mentioned that, you know, the toughest part of this season is just that he hasn't been getting minutes. Not that he hasn't been getting minutes, but just not knowing when you're going to play. It's been the roughest part. And then dealing with all the stuff that comes with not getting minutes. And then was asked, you know, what's this season been like for you? His answer was rough, just a learning experience. So he knows it's been a tough season. He's struggled. But he also said, you know, it's not going to affect me at all moving forward. We have a goal. We have a championship to win. And it's time to get to that. So it'll be interesting to see, like, is he still in the doghouse? I think he will be moving forward. Or, like, do we see him get minutes tonight? I don't know. It's always weird or I don't know if weird is the right term. It's always interesting to see how these things are handled. You know, you messed up. You're in the doghouse. You're still in the doghouse. You messed up. We're moving on. Here's some minutes. Go prove yourself. Who knows? It'll be interesting to see how it goes tonight. That's one of the other things I'll be looking for when the Dubs take on the T-Wolves tonight at 5 p.m. Going to take a quick break, come back, cover some more of the news in the Warriors world. That's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. You guys, I want to talk to you about Wyze Cam. Wyze is the indoor camera that does it all. Wyze is packed with premium features that allow you to see everything from anywhere for only $20. That's a dub. 1080p full HD images so clear you won't miss a thing. Night vision, two-way audio. Wyze's mission is to bring amazing smart home products accessible to everyone. Check on your home anytime with Wyze apps, live stream. You can check it on your phone, on any phone. Connect with life as it unfolds in sharp focus. Live stream with 8x digital zoom. They got a free rolling 14-day cloud storage as well as no subscriptions. That's 14 days, man. 2 weeks of free cloud storage with no subscription. Nothing is too small or too big for Wyze. $20 a cam. You can do anything. Watch your kids destroy your house. Bird watching. Watching food simmer on the stove for a few hours. We have to run errands. I got to go out. I got to go to the store. I got errands to run, man. I can't sit here and watch this pasta simmer, you know? Watching over your water softener to know when you need more salt. Watching plants grow through time lapse. Watching contractors repave your driveway via time lapse. You want more? They got that too. For just $10 more, Wyze Campaign gives you 360-degree coverage in under 3 seconds. Life moves fast, man. Keep up with Wyze. 110-degree per second rotation speed. 360-degree horizontal range. 93-degree vertical range. Patrol your room with PanScam. Set the camera patrol route with up to 4 custom waypoints. You pick where you want it to go. Boom. Custom. Track the action. Wyze Cam Pan automatically detects, tags, and tracks motion within its field of view. Keeping up with life in real time has never been so easy. Obviously, works with Alexa. What doesn't? You get the free rolling 14-day cloud storage. And Wyze works with your phone from anywhere. From anywhere. You're getting your Wyze feeds, man. Go to wyze.com/locked. To get the guaranteed lowest price, that's wyze.com/locked. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just went over the T-Wolves game. Not a lot of meat on that bone, so to speak. Just standard late March game, man. Hopefully the Warriors come out locked in and ready to go. A couple little funny, well, one of them funny, one of them not so funny. Pieces in the news about the Dubs recently. Jimmy Butler was on an episode of Hot Ones and was talking about Klay Thompson and his defense. And there's a clip out there of Klay and Jimmy working out and playing a little football together. And Jimmy beats him deep and basically lets the world know he can't guard me on the football field either. And the problem is Klay lined up like 10 yards back. He gave him way too much of a cushion. You know, Klay's not a football player. He said that he's a quarterback more than anything, so I'll give him a pass here. But Jimmy Butler got some things to say, as he usually does. At least this time it's directed at someone on the other team and not, you know, one of his teammates. But I thought it was pretty funny. Jimmy Butler's a funny dude, and, you know, Klay is, I don't know, the most beloved player in the NBA? Prove me wrong. I'm pretty sure it's Klay. But I thought that was funny. Good stuff. On the not-so-funny side, we recently learned that a fan in Boston, shockingly, if you can't tell my sarcasm there, called Boogie the N-word on their last trip there. And it's a theme that is happening throughout the NBA, and it's not new. It's always happened. Fans, for some reason, feel empowered to do or say whatever they want. Just because they buy a ticket, which is not the case. But sadly, we see it happen all the time. And the Celtics confirmed that it happened. They found out who the fan was, and they banned him for a year and a half. So, I just, like, Boston, you're not helping yourself at all with the the stereotype, or if it's true, I guess it's not a stereotype, but the thought that, you know, Boston is the most casually racist city, at least in pro sports. And when the Utah Jazz are, you know, banishing fans for life for similar indiscretions, that you come out and say, hey, you know what, you're banned until 2021. So next season, the rest of this season, next season, you're gone. But come on back and you know, shout slurs at whoever in 2021. It's just a bad look for Boston. I know they took action, but considering that the action is so much less than what they did in Utah, I don't know. It's not good for them, and a pretty poor response on their part, if you ask me, which is what we do here. So, I don't know. Good for them for taking action. It wasn't enough action. And a bad look for Boston, especially considering the stereotypes that are out there about your city. So anyways, those were the two pieces of news that I wanted to get to. One kind of funny, one not really funny at all. Boogie is fine and is available tonight against the T-Wolves as the Dubs go for their fifth straight division title. Who cares? The division title means nothing. It was a nice thing to have when you're first coming out of the, you know, 20 plus years of there will not be a celebration. They're not going to be hanging the banner. But it is a nice checkpoint on the way to your ultimate goal of winning a championship, I suppose. So get the win tonight and you are the 2019 Pacific Division, I think. Right? Like, that's the thing. Divisions do not matter in the NBA at all. In the NFL, MLB, yeah, they matter. But in the NBA, not at all. So go get that Pacific Division title. Dubs, we're all pulling for you. We need it. We need it. Going to take a quick break, come back, wrap this thing up for the day. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Look, if you're looking for Locked On Warriors, get the Himalaya app. Download the Himalaya podcast app. You can get Locked On Warriors there. You can get it from Apple Podcasts. You can get it from Google Play. You can get it from Spotify. But go get the Himalaya app. You can get us there and tell your smart device, play Locked On Warriors. About to wrap this thing up for the day, for the weekend, most likely, unless something amazing happens. Jordan Bell gets a triple-double tonight. But, you know, maybe just double-digit minutes would be cool. As far as league pass picks go, Pacers-Celtics is a good one. They are currently the fourth and fifth seed in the East. Pacers are fourth seed. Celtics are the fifth seed. And guess what? One game separating them. So if the Celtics win tonight, they will have identical records. I'm not sure who has the tiebreaker, but if the Pacers get this one done, that might wrap up the four seed for them and solidify a Pacers-Celtics first-round matchup, which would be dope. On to the other game that I mentioned earlier. It's Nuggets-Thunder, and it's because of the ramifications it has towards the Warriors, and it's going to be a good game also. But those two teams are in the Warriors' sights for different reasons. The Nuggets are the two seed right now, one game behind the Warriors. All the Warriors need to do is just keep winning, and the one seed is theirs. But as we've seen with the Dubs, they're a little, you know, a little all over the place. The Thunder, seventh seed, half a game up on the Spurs. I do think the Warriors would prefer to play the Spurs or the Clippers over the Thunder in that first round. Either way, they're going to win that first round, but easier matchup would be better for them, obviously. So we'll see what happens. If the Thunder win, that might be the best case scenario, because then the Thunder move up even more in the standings, or not in the standings. They would tie the Clippers for that sixth spot right there. I don't know who has the tiebreaker there, though, but it would also knock the Nuggets down, so we'll see what happens. Most important thing for the Dubs is just to keep winning and not have to hope for help from anyone else to get the matchups that they want, but we will see. Pacers, Celtics, for the reasons I mentioned, and also Thunder, Nuggets, for the reasons I mentioned, and also because, just like the Pacers, Celtics, Nuggets, Thunder could be a playoff matchup, could be a preview of that 2-7 spot. So check those out. Enjoy. Everyone have a fun, safe weekend out there. And I will be back with more Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.